This is Doug Hastings, Vice President of Moody Radio, and we're thankful for support from our listeners and businesses like United Faith Mortgage.
If you go to our mortgage team's website, you'll find hundreds of testimonials of real Christian radio listeners we've helped. Laura here is a recent friend who is kind enough to share a few words with her local station.
I was actually referred to United Faith Mortgage through my mother-in-law. We decided it was time for us to start looking for a house, and I reached out to Kelly, and we found several houses we liked, but, you know, with the seller's market, things kept falling through. But anytime we needed her, she was there for us. She got everything we needed as soon as we asked for it, and she made it work. She made sure that if that was the house that our family wanted, we were going to get that house. They're a wonderful company, and we're just really blessed that we found them in the process, that they helped us get through it, and we are in the home of our dreams, and our family is so happy.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
The dictionary defines bittersweet as something both pleasant and painful. So it's fitting that we say today's broadcast of MoneyWise Live is indeed bittersweet. Hi, I'm Rob West. Today is a bit sad as we mark the end of Steve Moore's role as co-host here on the program, but also joyful as we wish him the very best in a new and much-deserved chapter in his life. We'll hear from many folks who've worked alongside Steve over the years and from you as well. We're excited about today's broadcast as we honor a legend, Steve Moore. This is MoneyWise Live. So, Steve, we should let folks know that you'll still be a part of the program. We'll start with some good news. You'll be moving from daily co-host to your new role as frequent contributor. We've got some exciting things up our sleeves with you and some new segments down the road. But I'd love to begin today by giving you an opportunity just to share what the Lord has been up to in your life and as he's led you and Marcia to make this decision that you're going to be stepping away as co-host.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob, but first I need to jump in. I don't mean to get us off track right away, but you used two words. One was legend, that I'm a legend,
yes. You know,
in my own mind, as they say. But then you used the word painful. So I'm a bit of a painful legend. This is what they call me at my own house. and here I'm on the radio, and you're using the same words over and over again. So. Well, anyway, what was your question?
My question was, I would love for you, it's actually a statement, I'd love for you to share with our listeners how the Lord is leading you that ultimately culminated in your decision to step away as co-host.
Okay, well, that is a big question because it really goes back to when I started in radio full-time, which was 1975. I'll do the math for you. That was 46 years ago. And I've been in full-time radio all that time and have enjoyed it immensely. But the entire time, Marcia and I both were well aware that I was not in broadcasting because of my great education and talents. It was all a God thing. I began working with Larry Briquette in 1985. Did that for 18 years until Larry's death in 2003. But first and foremost, I can say, if I may speak for Marcia, who's no doubt listening, that this has always been ministry to us. It's not that I wanted to be on the radio so that I could hear my own voice as I was driving down the highway or that I wanted to make a lot of money. There isn't a lot of that in Christian radio. But we really wanted to follow Christ and really felt God pushing me in that direction. Marcia all this time has been a great supporter. And I can say that looking back that any success that we've had together as a family and on radio is because of God using a very dumb and weak person in spite of myself. And So it's a blessing to have been part of this. We've been using the word retirement and going away, but I really would rather see this not as retirement, but more of a reassignment. You know, Larry used to always remind us that you never retire from something. You always want to try to retire to something. So now we just have to figure out what that to is. But I'm hopeful it'll be fulfilling and it will be ministry related. And I'm sure that it will be if I just let God handle the reins instead of myself.
Well, I know part of your two-something includes a couple of grandkids that you're pretty excited about spending some more time with, not to mention your lovely bride, Marcia, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, grandchildren will really throw a monkey wrench into your life. And I have two lovely granddaughters with a grandson on the way. And they really have made me a better man, a nicer person. I'm really not a nice person off the air. But these grandchildren and they just made a marshmallow out of me, to be honest with you. So I've enjoyed it, and we're going to spend more time with them. And again, we'll see what else God has planned. I'm still going to be a part of this program in a small way, right?
That's exactly right, as contributor, and we have some new things we're working on. But let me just say, related to what you said a moment ago, you are, in fact, a nice guy off the air. And I will say that's what I've so enjoyed about our friendship, Steve, is you're the same person, whether you're on the air or not. Your ministry, your impact has been immense to literally millions over the decades. And I'll be the first to say I am going to miss you by my side each day, but so excited about what God has for you in this next season. Hey, we'll have the chance to honor Steve really well in the coming moments. A lot of folks going to join us and celebrate him. We'll have some laughs as well. It's Money Wise Live. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Money Wise Live. I'm Rob West. Alongside me, Steve Moore. Today, a special and bittersweet day, as this day marks the end of Steve's role as co-host here on the program. I've put it off as long as he'd allow me to. He approached me well over a year ago saying, Rob, I think Marcia and I are ready to step away from a daily commitment to a live broadcast. And we said, all right, let's talk about it 6 months. And then 6 months later, we talked about it. How about six more months? Well, that day has finally come, which is hard to even say. And yet I'm so excited for what the Lord has in store for Steve. You know, one of the things I realized quickly is that Steve is well known throughout Christian broadcasting. He's one of the best, I would say, the best co-host in Christian radio. And I became very aware of that my first visit to the National Religious Broadcasters Conference with Steve by my side, because as we would walk through the halls together, people would start to whisper, I think that's Steve Moore. And if they didn't know, as soon as he started talking, they would absolutely say, yep, that's Steve Moore. Everybody knows Steve in this industry. And in fact, we approached a few of his friends. There's many we could have approached and said, you know what, on the last broadcast, we'd love for you to reflect on what Steve means to you. So sit back and enjoy some remarks from Steve's friends, some industry veterans, as we celebrate Steve Moore today.
Hey, Steve Moore, it's your sidekick, Howard Dayton. It's hard to believe that we connected back in the year 2000 when we merged with Larry Burkett. And it was something that Larry, even before I went on radio, he could not have been more complimentary of you. Your talent, your heart for Christ and people, the way that you serve the radio stations by helping them on their share-a-thons, just in a multiplicity of ways, Steve. And when Larry went home in 2003, that's when I began working directly with you. And, you know, it's very, very rare for a radio program to change key hosts and survive. Larry told me dozens of times, you know, radio is an intimate media, and the listener connects in a heart level with the host, and it would not have survived without you, Steve. And not only did that happen one time, but it happened two times when I passed the baton on to Rob West, and because you were the co-host, and the voice that went all the way back to Larry Burkett. That's why MoneyWise has done so well since that time. And just on a personal level, Steve, I'm deeply grateful for our friendship, your genuineness, your humor, and just can't thank you enough for the impact that you had for Christ by serving in the capacity that you have as the co-host of MoneyWise. God bless you, my friend. I love and admire you deeply.
Hey, Steve, it's Bob Lapine from Family Life Today, and I'm glad I get a chance to say congratulations on your esteemed career. I've told people for years, when I went to college, I thought, I'm going to go to law school. And then I took a summer job at a radio station, and halfway through the summer, they said, why don't you postpone law school, and we'll give you a raise. And I thought, well, I'd like a raise, and I don't really want to go back and crack the book. So maybe I'll do this for a while and just see how far it goes. And if it doesn't work out, I can go to law school. And that's still my plan. So there's a future ahead for you, Steve. That's my point here, is that this transition is a transition. Maybe law school is what's in the works for you. But I'm just sitting here thinking it's probably not law school. I can see you as the drummer in a jazz band somewhere in suburban Atlanta that plays every Tuesday night and every Saturday night. And when people come up and make requests, you get surly with them, because that's how you used to do it with me. You'd get surly with me when I'd get out my ukulele and you'd say, don't play the ukulele, Bob. So listen, in all seriousness, you have been such a respected and trusted voice, someone we have all depended on for good, sound, godly wisdom through the years, someone who has pointed so many people in the right direction when it comes not just to money issues, but to life. And I have such great admiration for you and respect for you, and like a lot of listeners, I'm going to miss hearing you regularly on the radio. But don't be surprised if I show up asking for a little Dave Brubeck on a Saturday night somewhere that you're playing in Atlanta. Appreciate you, Steve, and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Chris Fabry, an old radio pal of Steve Moore's, with a couple of thoughts about the man, the myth, the legend. Steve, I don't know if you'll agree with me, but I believe the best people on the radio are not necessarily the ones with the deepest voices. I think it's people who have a personality and vulnerability. And Steve, you've been one of those people who have taken chances with your humor and your wit. And you've cared enough to ask questions and then do the hard thing, which is to really listen. You've been an encourager to a lot of people, and I count myself in that number. And being an encourager is not a bad thing to be these days. There's a lot of discouragement going around. We've had conversations through the years when you would say something, tell a story, give a perspective on some topic that made me want to grab a microphone and capture that white-hot idea or thought. And you worked alongside one of my heroes, Larry Burkett, for a lot of years. He had a big heart and a kind voice. And I think a little Larry might have leaked into your life. You told me about his moon rock, and that story rolled around my heart and captured my imagination so much that I finally wrote a story about country music and radio and that rock from the Sea of Tranquility. And that's one of the things you're good at. You've always had a vision bigger than what you could see in the distance, and you gave that vision to others, and I think we need more of those kinds of people now more than ever. So when I heard you were retiring, I thought, well, Steve probably deserved it after all the ups and downs that you've been through. And it struck me today that you can know someone on a professional level. You can work with somebody and get to know their likes and their dislikes and the rhythms of life. And then you get to the level of friendship where you aren't just working on a task together, but you're doing something where the heart is involved and you see what's on the inside that motivates them to do what they do. But I don't think you can really know someone else on the deepest level until you experience loss and pain and struggle with them. That's when you find out who the person is, not in the doing, but in the being. So I call Steve Moore a consummate professional. I call him a man with an attention for details and high standards and somebody who strives for excellence and who's generous to a fault. But the best thing you could call him is your friend. So thank you, Steve Moore, for the advice and the ideas and the laughter and the listening. Thank you for being you.
Wow.
Wow. Incredible.
You had to pay those guys a lot of money to say those things, didn't you?
No, not a bit. And in fact, there are so many others that could have been on, but I so appreciate what all three of those men had to say. It's all true. You are a trusted voice. You have taken chances with your humor. You have incredible vision, and you are a friend. What comes to your mind, Steve, as you listen to your friends talk about you?
Well, I mean, really, it's very, very humbling, and I could tell it was heartfelt. And I've known all three of those men for a very long time. They're all giants in their field. Howard Dayton, Bob Lapine, Chris Fabry. I mean, I look up to these guys. What they do in broadcasting, they do fantastically well. When I grow up, I want to be just like them. And, you know, what can I say? It's very generous, all the things they said, and it's just an honor to work alongside them in ministry. We don't always see one another all that much. Every year we go to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We have a cup of coffee, sit down and chat. And we sort of touch base throughout the year just a little bit. But, you know, I tune in and there they are, whether it's Chris Fabry, who Chris's ministry is just incredible. Bob Lapine, who's been on Family Life Today with different hosts for half his life at least. I mean, Howard Dayton, the founder of Compass. I mean, it's these men are wonderful men who have been used by God greatly, and I'm happy to just ride in the same car with them from time to time.
Well, Steve, you know, it's incredible that the broadcast world, Christian broadcasting, is a bit of a family across all these ministries, and you certainly have many, many friends across the industry, and it was a delight to be able to celebrate you with a few of them today. Well, we're honoring and celebrating Steve Moore, his life, his legacy, the impact that he's had literally on millions for over 40 years in ministry and broadcasting. And we're going to continue to do that right around the corner. We'll actually hear from some of our team here at MoneyWise Live. We're so glad you're along with us today as we celebrate, laugh, perhaps even cry a little bit. And we honor someone who is just a dear friend and so special to all of us here at MoneyWise Live. Stay with us. Much more to come. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to MoneyWise Live, honoring Steve Moore today, who is ending his run as co-host of MoneyWise Live. It's a bittersweet day and also a celebration. And, you know, we produce this program every day, not just Steve and I, as you might imagine. It takes an army of people, some amazingly talented and gifted folks that come alongside us every day to make this broadcast happen. And there's a couple of ladies in particular that really were instrumental in the launch of MoneyWise Live on Moody Radio, and that is our producers, Amy Rios and Judy Crone.
Hey, I'm Amy.
And I'm Judy.
And we're
the MoneyWives.
Where did we get
really
that name?
I don't know.
Somebody just passed through the control room and called us that one time.
It might have been Steve Moore, who we're talking about today. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
You know, there's some funny things that I can recall about you these last few years of having the privilege of working alongside you. How long has it been, Amy?
It's been 3 years as of tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, hey, Steve, can you ever forget when you almost missed your flight to Atlanta when we were sitting eating lunch and then all of a sudden Rob's like, hey, what time is your flight? And yeah, but you made it in the nick of time. How about when you got lost walking in downtown Chicago? Rob and I were sitting at the pizza place. Where's Steve? Or you never could figure out your voice versus mine.
Yeah, he always would call me Judy and Judy Amy.
Yeah, all the time. One thing I really appreciate, though, about you is your good heart. Just honest, real down to earth, dependable most of the time. Sometimes you leave that script sitting on your printer at home. We're about to go to air. Steve, where's your script? Oh, it's at the printer at my house. Oh, and your car sense. You know cars through and through.
It's great.
It is truly a gift. But most of all, your love for your family. When my mom passed in the latter part of 2019, you asked all the way up leading to her passing and so many months thereafter, how are you doing, Judy? So thank you for being there.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing. Both of us have had trials with our moms caring for them over the last few years. But Steve, you were always the first one to ask, you know, how can I pray for you? And I knew that you were praying for me away from the studio. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for not only ministering to our listeners, but ministering to us as a team, too. We love you, Steve, and we're going to miss you being here every day.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for this not just being a job, something you really loved and every day. And you could tell across the airwaves.
It was a ministry, and we just pray God's biggest blessings on you in the days ahead.
Yeah, blessings to you and Marcia and your grandbabies.
That was special. Uh-huh. And Amy and Judy represent a whole team of people that come alongside us to produce MoneyWise Live each day, including Jim Henry and Dan Anderson and Deb Solomon and our amazing call screeners, Gabby and Courtney and Aaron and Clara and others. But there's also the Moody Radio leadership team, and it's a privilege to be joined by Vice President of Moody Radio. Doug is with us today, Doug Hastings. And Doug, wanted to give you an opportunity just to say hello and reflect on Steve's ministry and legacy here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks and honored to be here. And Steve, just a big congratulations. We've got a long history together, all the way back to the Larry Burkett days. And as you mentioned, with the other gentlemen who gave tributes, we've walked the halls of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention often together. I think that we have a few things in common. We've both been in broadcast for a very long time. We both enjoy sitting behind a drum kit making all kinds of noise. And
noise, not music, no, just noise.
Well, right. The psalmist says, make a joyful noise. I think that's what I mostly do. But
right.
And I would say we both embrace fun and humor to keep life balanced. And, you know, I think that keeps us a bit on an even keel. You've served faithfully, you know, so many, many years and pointed so many thousands of people to Jesus, I believe, both on the air and off the air. And I think you encapsulate maybe what a couple of verses in 1 Peter chapter 4 says, as each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength of God's supplies, in order that, and this is the important part, in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. So, Steve, let me just say my expression of gratitude and appreciation for your service to Christ through Christian radio for so many years, faithfulness all along the way. And I just say blessings to you, my friend, from all of us at Moody Radio.
Doug, you've been a great friend for a long, long time. I trust we'll know one another for a few more years as well. Thank you very much for your love and your support.
Folks, we'll be right back as we continue to honor Steve Moore. Stay with us. Welcome back to MoneyWise Live. I'm Rob West. Alongside me, Steve Moore. Today, a bit of a special edition of MoneyWise Live as we celebrate Steve Moore as he comes to the end of his time here as co-host of this program. The good news is he'll still be around. He'll be a frequent contributor. We've even got some other kind of humorous things we're working on, maybe some other segments you'll hear from him down the road, but not a daily commitment any longer. And Steve, you're going to have a bit of free time in the afternoon, perhaps, maybe to take a bike ride, huh?
Well, I'm taking up skydiving.
Okay.
And
okay.
If I can just remember to pack the chute, I think I'm going to be in good stead.
Okay, good. Hey, you know, one of the things we so appreciate is just how much fun you make everything. We had so much fun off the air, just being together at Moody in Chicago and NRB, but also just during the breaks. We would always have fun with the team, and we had quite a bit of fun on the air. And so we wanted to take a moment and celebrate that aspect of your ministry, narrated by the producer of our syndicated program, Rich Arazzle. Listen to this.
¶¶ Hi, this is Rich Rosl, one of the producers of MoneyWise Live. I spent a little bit of time digging through the archives to find a few Steve moments that we thought you might enjoy hearing again. Steve, I have greatly enjoyed working alongside you all these years, and one of the things that made me really want to work on Money Matters way back when and MoneyWise today is the fact that while these are financial programs, they're about so much more than money. They're about life, and you, the man of a thousand hobbies, you do a very good job of bringing life to the program, whether it's your life or the lives of our listeners.
Luke is calling from Tunkhannock, PA, and Luke, I have to believe that is an Indian name, which means what?
I really couldn't tell you. If my dad was on, he'd tell you it means meeting of the streams, but that's what he uses for any name he doesn't know the meaning of.
That's good.
I love it. Meeting of the streams. I like it.
Yeah.
Is there any chance at all, I'm just reaching for this one, is there any possibility that you're in your truck right now?
I am.
Oh, Wanda. It's Friday and now this. Is there any possibility we could hear the horn?
You sure can.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, Mike, I hope you're not in trouble with the police now. Is there any possibility at all? Just as a stretch, I know. But is there any chance that you have an air horn? And if so, could we hear it?
I am sorry, I do not have an air horn. This is a small box diesel truck.
Well, do you have a little toot-toot horn on the wheel or something?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I can do that.
Oh, well, let's hear that. We'll settle.
Okay.
Wow, that's sounded like a 67 Corolla or something there, Dennis. Sometimes you get the big dog, sometimes you get a little miniature poodle. Or
that's right. Now, because you like to haggle, Steve, you're a good negotiator when it comes to vehicles. You probably avoid CarMax. They've got a great inventory and their vehicles come with warranties, but the prices are set. No negotiating allowed.
Exactly. And how do I know they won't negotiate under any circumstances? How do I know that, Rob?
You've tried it.
I have. I said, perhaps you don't recognize my voice. I'm Steve Moore. And they said, please leave our car lot.
So,
I love it. Now, this next clip is something that you don't normally get to hear, and that's what goes on behind the scenes. What you may not know is that there are parts of MoneyWise that we pre-record, and during those recording sessions, differences of opinion come up about all sorts of things. But, for example, whether we should change the wording of something so that it makes more sense. Now, Steve and I don't always agree on whether we should change the wording or what that change should be, and that's when an argument can break out. But here's the deal. The arguments aren't real. We do discuss changes, and then we decide what to do, but we never really argue. But that didn't stop this non-argument from breaking out in one of the first recording sessions with our brand new host, Rob West.
We don't have time. It sounded great. Move along.
You're not invited back.
I'm the executive producer. Somewhere I have a business card.
He's the boss.
Who hired you?
Not you. Howard did.
Who told Howard to hire you? Get Howard on the phone. Don't play your Olympic card with me. It means nothing.
You were working with Howard.
And there's no reason you're unnecessarily tall to begin with.
Oh, boy.
All right, now we got our...
Where's my pain pill?
This is fun. I had no idea this would be so much fun.
I think Steve won, and the rest of us put our shattered lives back together so we could finish the program. And speaking of finishing, this last clip is one of Steve trying to thank the crew at the end of the program. Unfortunately, remembering names is not one of Steve's strong points.
I'm Steve Moore. Thanks for being with us. And our thanks to our production staff today, Kent Covington, Rich Rosl, and some strangers who wandered in off the street. Join us again then. That won't work at all.
So, Steve, since you don't always know how to end the program and say goodbye, I'm glad, because what that means is, as we said earlier in this program, you're not really leaving. You're just retiring as co-host. And that means that no goodbyes are necessary.
Well, we did have some fun, didn't we, Steve Moore?
We did indeed. We did indeed. Thank you for that, Rob.
Absolutely. Well, as I said, there are many that make what we do possible. One of those gentlemen is our good friend Jack Hibbard. The Hibbard Group is the agency that represents MoneyWise Media, MoneyWise Live, to all of the radio stations around the country. And Jack joins us today by telephone to say hello. And Jack would love to give you an opportunity to celebrate, Steve.
Oh. Well, hello, guys. It's an honor to be with you. I feel like I'm crashing a party a little bit here, but thanks for inviting me in for a few moments. Rob, as you mentioned, I've had the opportunity of being on the agency side of radio for, well, almost 20 years now. And I got to tell you, the opportunity that I've had to work with MoneyWise and Steve is right up there. I mean this sincerely as one of the highlights of my career. Steve and I have known each other for a really long time, but I'm never going to forget the day that he came to me and he said, "Hey, do you remember a guy by the name of Howard Dayton?" Of course, I laughed a little bit and I said, "Who doesn't know Howard?" He said, "Well, he wants to come back on the air and I think you're the guy to do it." And I think we can blame Steve for my involvement today, because it was years later, right, that we had the joy of reuniting Steve and Howard on the air and bringing MoneyWise back. And here we are.
That's
today.
Right. That's right.
Steve, you're going to be missed, my friend. There's no doubt about it. The dedication, the passion you put into this ministry for so many years has had a lasting impact. I heard Rob say earlier, millions. That's not an exaggeration. Millions of people have heard your voice through the years. But especially by those of us who've had the opportunity to know you and call you friend. One of the things, and we just heard it, that's a hallmark of you and your talent is your humor. And so I'm going to make a Steve Moore attempt here in just these last couple of comments. Steve, to me, you are like a guy that wears too much aftershave. Now, I know that sounds weird, right? But hang with me for a second. See, this is what Steve always used to do, say weird things and then try to teach us something, right? Because when a guy wears too much aftershave, he comes into a room, but the smell just lingers in a room for a long time after he leaves. Well, you're leaving the show, but your smell's going to linger. The smell I'm talking about is the one the Apostle Paul talks about in this book of 2 Corinthians, where he says that you're a pleasing aroma of Christ. Yes. Thank you, my friend, for being that to all of us, a pleasing aroma of what it means to love life and love God and love people. I love you, buddy. God bless you.
Thank you, Jack. You're a great blessing. Please give my best to your lovely wife, Erin, who does most of the work anyway.
Welcome back to MoneyWise Live. I'm Rob West. Steve Moore here today. In fact, we're celebrating Steve as his time as co-host of this program comes to an end, and he transitions on to his next assignment from the Lord. As I said just a bit earlier in the program, we've been putting this day off for as long as we could, but Steve has decided that he needs to move on to spend more time with grandkids, his lovely wife, Marcia, and perhaps some additional ministry that the Lord has in store for him. We're so thankful for his life and his ministry. We've heard from Bob Lapine and Chris Fabry and Doug Hastings and Rich Rosel, and we've heard from Amy Rios and Judy Crone. What we haven't heard from is you. And Steve, you are always so quick to say that this program and the program you did with Howard and Larry Burkett before that was all about the listeners and the callers, the people that invite us into their stories each day. And that was really a hallmark of your ministry in this program, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. You know, to know from the very beginning that we were going to do a call-in program excited me, because frankly, you have to work a lot less when it's up to the callers. And we just sit here, we say hi, we let the callers say some things, we answer, but you know, it puts the onus on them. But no, all kidding aside, I love talking to people, you know, whether it's truck drivers or people that grow asparagus or whatever. I love talking to people and finding out what makes them tick. And then ultimately we get around to financial questions, and that's when you take over and do the hard work.
Well, it's I know you do, in fact, love our listeners and always had so much fun interacting with them. In fact, we want to give you, we probably only have time for a couple. We want to give you a chance to honor Steve. If you're listening today, enjoying this celebration over the airwaves, and you have something to say about the impact Steve Moore has had on your life, we'd love to hear from you right now. Here's the number, 800-525-7000, 800-525-7000. But let's kick off this segment with a few listener reflections.
Hello, I have listened, Steve, to you for many years. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for using the sense of humor that God has given you. Thank you for your compassion towards those that call in and your commitment to pray for them. I know that you do. Thank you for always pointing us back to Jesus.
Hi, I just wanted to say to Steve, thank you for all the years of great service you've done. My wife is the one that introduced me to the radio program, and she has tried to just pull me like an old broke down truck about, come on, honey, you got to get on board with this financial wisdom thing. We're not getting any younger, so we got to get wiser. So, hey, I just want to say congratulations. Thank you so much for your service.
Steve, your humor, I would drive on the way home. People probably must have been looking, who's she laughing with? You were phenomenal. You really added to the show, and I just want to say thank you, and you will be missed by many.
I just want to wish him all the very best, and I am going to miss him having the truckmen blow their horn. And I really thank him for his service.
I've enjoyed listening to Mr. Moore through you, Mr. West, and Mr. Dayton and Burkett. I've gained a lot of wisdom. He's a car guy, and he's a man after my own heart, and he's a blessing.
I just wanted to thank Steve for all these years that he's been in our lives and provided such continuity way back to days with Larry Burkett. But mostly I want to thank him for his compassion for people that call in. Many, many years ago when I was 16, my mom and dad gave me a Bible, and my dad wrote in it, have fun, get the job done, all in Christ's name. And I think that perfectly describes Steve. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Steve. And we will miss you, and we God's richest blessings to you. Thanks for everything you've done for us.
Well, Steve, we could do that for hours and hours and hours because you have impacted so many. And I know one of the things you've had fun with as co-host over the years is because you introduce each caller, you've gotten to know all the crazy city names around the country, all the places people call in from. Many of them have some unusual names. Let's go to Chippewa Lake, Ohio, and welcome Charlie. Charlie, what do you have to say to Steve Moore today?
Steve, I've been listening to you for, I'm going to try not to get emotional, but I've been listening to you for a few years, and I do sales and contracting, and it's so nice every day because you deal with all sorts of people, and then I get to listen to you, and I just really feel the touch of God.
Wow. Wow. Charlie. That's very, very kind of you to say that. Thank you very much. And I hope you'll keep listening. You know, I'll be around the fringes a little bit, but I hope you'll keep listening to Rob. But more than that, keep listening for God's strength and God's direction for your life, your money, your finances. And thanks again for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie, very much. Let's head south to our friends at WRMB in Florida and welcome Frank to the broadcast. Frank, go right ahead.
Steve, thank you for being there. I've heard you with all three men, and I'm not sure I followed everything, but my wife and I are debt-free, and I think a lot of that is thanks to you, and want to tell you that you're head and shoulders above all the other co-hosts.
Well,
happy retirement.
Thank you, and at five five, I'm not head and shoulders above many. I used to teach Sunday school, and third graders came up and said, why are you so short? And I pushed them down on the ground and took over. But all kidding aside, Frank, very generous and very kind of you to say that. Thank you very much, and I hope you'll keep listening.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank. Let's head now to Wisconsin. Michelle, what words would you like to share with Steve?
I have so much enjoyed your back and forth banter between you two, the humor, and you will be sorely missed. Please come back and do a cameo every now and then. Surprise us.
Oh, that would be, I'm really looking forward to doing that because when you just show up occasionally, you can leave quickly and then let Rob kind of clean up behind me. So I'm glad that you called today. Very sweet of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to begin to wrap up the celebration today because the clock is getting the best of us. Steve, many of our listeners over the years, and even some today, have referenced Larry Burkett. You had the privilege of sitting alongside Larry every day in Money Matters and knew him well, up close and personal. Anything you learned from Larry you'd like to leave us with?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think, and I know what I'm saying here, I think I learned more from Larry Burkett than any other man on the planet because I had, I was able to work with him for 18 years. I traveled with him a lot, and you really get to know a person when you travel. And he was exactly the person off the air that he was on the air. He was a faithful man to God and his family. He was generous to a fault. And just as sweet as he could be to all of our listeners. And it didn't make any difference who it was, whether it was the president of the United States or the guy who swept up after the president. He was a very generous, compassionate man, and he wasn't always that way. He would often tell you, I made a lot of money, and I realized that money didn't make me happy. And Larry made a lot of money, gave most of it away after he came to know Jesus Christ as his Savior. So it really, he was really just a wonderful demonstration of God's generosity and faithfulness to myself and the rest of the staff. The last thing he used to say when people asked him about his writing, because he wrote so many books, he would say, I just try to plagiarize God as much and as often as possible. And that's what he did. He just shared God's principles, God's love, compassion, and generosity to the rest of the world. So I count that as a great, great blessing. Also working with Howard Dayton and with you, Rob, getting to know you and to work with you these several years as you've worked into the program. I'm thrilled to kind of leave the program behind me in the good hands of you and the rest of the staff at Kingdom Advisors. And I'll be praying for you and the rest of our radio staff, Rich Rosel, Jim Henry, and all the rest. They know who they are. And thank you, Rob. It's been a great blessing.
Well, the privilege is all mine, Steve. So thankful for you and our friendship that I know will continue for the rest of our lives. Steve, we've got just a couple of minutes left. I want to give you an opportunity to say, share whatever you might want to share on your heart as perhaps a challenge and encouragement to our listeners before you sign off here today.
Well, caught me off guard here. I think I might just want to say that even though we teach a lot of practical things, following Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior has nothing to do with balancing your checkbook or your budget. When you stand before God, and we all will stand before God, he won't care a lot about that. He'll want to know, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? Yeah. So again, God's principles are for us to follow here on earth while we have things to manage that are material in nature. But what really lasts are things that are spiritual in nature, and that has to do with our love for one another and our love and our faithfulness to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you don't know Jesus as Lord, and yet you found what we talk about daily kind of interesting and maybe even practical and useful, you might want to give serious consideration to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are lots of people here who can help you with that. Remember, we're all parts of one body. And I'm called to radio, as is Rob. Some of you are called to something else, but we're all parts of one body. Be faithful to that body and to the Lord, and your life will be a fruitful one. Thank you, Rob.
Well, Steve, I know the Lord is saying, well done right now, my friend. And I'm saying it, and our listeners are saying it, and we're so grateful for you. It's been an absolute privilege to share the mic with you these last 3 years. And I want you to know there will always be a mic for you here, Steve Moore. And we're so grateful for
you. Well, you know, Rob, I hate to do this, but, you know, we're live after all. It's nice to know there'll be a mic, but will there be a parking space, Rob?
We'll have to get back to you. I have to get back to you on that one.
You've been saying that for 3 years, Rob. Thank you very much.
Big thank you to Amy Rios. us, Jim Henry, Rich Rozzle, for putting this together today. Steve will actually be on tomorrow and next week as we celebrate some best ofs before we kick off a brand new format for MoneyWise Live on the 12th. MoneyWise is a partnership between Moody Radio and MoneyWise Media. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.